It's been an uncertain, unsettled spring for many Southeast salmon fishermen. Bert Bergman is a troller in Sitka.
It's been real frustrating because nobody knows what's going to happen. And usually by now, the quota's been announced 2 months ago. Nobody knows how many fish we're catching or why the number is low or how we got this way.
Usually, fishermen have two numbers in hand before the summer season starts, an estimate of how many kings are out there and how many they're allowed to catch. This year, with the season already underway, they don't have either.
And basically, we've had to guess, and dock rumors have ruled the day instead of reason and facts.
That uncertainty came from the Pacific Salmon Commission, which implements the U.S.-Canada Pacific Salmon Treaty. Each year, the commission has to come up with an estimate of king salmon abundance, determine how many kings Alaska fishermen can catch, and decide how many will pass on to Canada, Washington, and Oregon. But this year, the commission deadlocked over those figures, leading to months of wrangling. Days before the summer opening, fishermen weren't sure they'd be fishing at all. Finally, in late June, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced that it would open the summer king salmon fishery, and it would be managed assuming low king salmon abundance. But the state explicitly said it believes that estimate is wrong.
I wouldn't say that we chose this course of action.
That's Charlie Swanton, Alaska's representative on the Salmon Commission. He says Alaska was backed into a corner after representatives from the Pacific Northwest and the federal government threatened to take the state to court. But he says it's not the end of the conversation.
It's hardened my resolve to turn around and find some solutions.
Alaska believes the model used by the commission is deeply flawed. Last year was a huge year for king salmon in Southeast, and this winter's troll fishery was also strong. Meanwhile, forecasts are calling for major returns to the Columbia River Basin. All of that suggests a big year for Chinook, Swanton says. But even though Alaska didn't win any concessions this year, the commission has agreed to revisit its model before next year's fishery. Dale Kelly of the Alaska Trollers Association says that change can't happen soon enough.
We've had 30 years of trying to pay for the sins of the South on habitat destruction. We've cared for fish and repeatedly made sacrifices on behalf of our industry in the region just to rebuild runs that are through the roof.
And now, she says, Alaskans should be benefiting from those rebuilt stocks. She says trollers don't mind taking fewer fish in years of actual low abundance, but she warns that when the model isn't reliable, it undermines the entire management system. Though the Department of Fish and Game hasn't announced a quota, Kelly fears Alaska fishermen, commercial and sport, will be allowed about 237,000 kings this year, down from nearly 440,000 last year. Troller Bert Bergman says it's clear the process isn't working.
I've never seen as many king salmon in the ocean as I've seen now. And I've been, you know, I've got four generations of trollers in my family. And, you know, this is to not get part of that fish when we made all the sacrifices to help rebuild the runs. We helped pay for the hatcheries. And then to not get some of that feels like we've been sold out by the southern states and the part, you know, the National Marine Fisheries Service and NOAA.
But for now, he says he's got no choice. Whatever the quota is, he's fishing it.
I think I'm going to just take a lot of ice and listen to the radio and see what happens.
And fishermen around Southeast are doing the same thing. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.